We have very comprehensive regional response plans, and we are prepared. We have a cooperative working relationship between the Onondaga County Regional Response Hazmat Team in conjunction with the City of Syracuse Fire Department. They've been great partners on our preparedness and planning, and we've done a number of training and exercises over the years to prepare us for any eventuality. Our responsibility as public safety agents is to ensure that we are prepared for any eventuality that may occur. And that eventuality could be any type of commodity that's coming across the rails if we had a rail incident. So we have worked very closely with CSX, and it's been a good cooperative relationship.
And have they been reaching out to you a little bit more lately, you know, just because of some of the public concern?
Yes, CSX has been proactive, and we have met both at the county level as well as in the city. CSX personnel and government relations personnel out of their Selkirk office met here in the Emergency Operations Center with us a couple of months back to just level set our working relationship with one another, to talk about the things that are transported across the rails. And we have numerous commodities that come through our community. It's a vital business. And so we, in addition, we have scheduled some CSX training. They have their safety train that they're going to be bringing into our community at the end of June. That's going to train our emergency responders and our public safety agencies on the proper handling of rail-type incidents. We had this safety training here in our community about 6 years ago. So this is something we're bringing back with some emphasis on the types of hazards that we have coming through our community.
So will that training indeed include one of the oil tank cars that, you know, are of some concern?
Yes, that part of the training is some classroom work, and they actually bring out a box car that is a training classroom, as well as there'll be a DOT 111 rail car that transports the crude and ethanol through our community. That we'll be able to do, you know, some specific hands-on training with for our public safety agencies, those that would respond and deal with an incident should it occur. So it's a good chance for us to continually to exercise the comprehensive plan that we have in place and to supplement the training that we have been doing for a number of years.
Now, does CSX regularly share information with the county, I guess mainly your office, regarding what is coming through the county, whether it is that more, I guess, volatile crude oil that's been of concern or anything else for that matter?
Yes, CXS does share with us, and they provide a density study of the commodities and products, specifically to the hazardous materials that come through our community to the Emergency Management Office. It is confidential and proprietary. It is information for just public safety agencies, and it helps us be aware and to continue to plan and prepare for an eventuality that could occur. So we do get information. We do have an understanding of the commodities that come through our community, but it is important that that information stays with the appropriate public safety agencies.